Some of the Kimberley's most special animals and locations are being recreated in miniature, entirely out of coloured paper by a Kununurra artist. Amy Mathers is a graphic designer, and she's loved working with paper all her life. She uses a scalpel to carefully cut tiny shapes, which she then glues in place to create a 3D model. Miniature boabs, tiny marine turtles, camels on Cable Beach, or red-tailed black cockatoos, feather by feather. Amy will be creating her intricate designs nearly every day at Kununurra's Artopia Gallery up until her exhibition opens there in June, so you can pop in and see her works firsthand. Nicknamed Paper Amy, she's originally from Belfast and has lived in the Kimberley for a year out of her two in Australia. And I asked her what it was about this region that was inspiring her unique paper art.
Oh, I think it has to be the animals. Definitely up here. Like, I love animals and love nature, and it's just so different to back at home in Ireland. Obviously, it's so exotic, and the animal, like the birds especially, they have so many. There's so many different colors and varieties out there. It's so majestic, and it's really unusual for someone to come come from the UK or an Ireland to see these amazing creatures, and because we don't get like overly exotic animals back in the UK, or animals that even want to kill you, really. We're pretty safe over there. So yeah, it's really I think all that side of thing, like the animals, have really caught my eye, and then I love all the plants as well. It's just awesome. Yeah, really, it's really inspired me.
One of your creations that you're working on for the exhibition at Artopia in June is a red-tailed black cockatoo. The detail in this creature is exquisite. Have you cut every single feather?
Every single feather. Yep, with just a scalpel knife. Yeah.
How big are those feathers, Amy?
Some of them are about 2 centimeters long, and then some are about 5 mil long, half centimeter. So it just depends on where they need to be placed and things like on the wings. Yeah, the feathers are a little bit longer, and the tail and things like that. So yeah,
and you're also designing by hand the animals. Mm-hmm. So you're really observing them in the wild, looking at books, and then designing the 3D creation, aren't you?
Yeah. So I start off really simple. So I get the first initial shape of it, whether that be the side view or the front view of it, and then build from that, basically. So take for the cockatoo, I took the side view and then built the front view from that. So build everything from scratch. Don't use any 3D software. I use Illustrator, use Adobe Illustrator to draw up my measurements and things, and so that I can actually keep the flat net design for future. If I want to do another one or anything like that. So
how long might it take you, Amy, to cut all the feathers and place them on your cockatoo?
Oh, just the feathers alone, just cutting out the feathers and placing them on the cockatoo took a couple of days. And then doing the full thing, because there is like mathematics involved in it and stuff, and trial and error, and I do make mistakes along the way and have to go back and re-measure things, or if I stick something down and the glue is still wet, I can like pull it off and redo it or something. So overall, that's the cockatoo took a few weeks to do, over a period of time as well. So I was doing other projects amongst that too. But it's taken, like, I've been doing this for over, like, about 7 years now. So yeah, I'm getting better and better each time, each year and things and with the projects that I do. So yeah.
How would you describe that process of spending days cutting with a scalpel tiny pieces of paper?
I know, it's actually quite therapeutic whenever you're doing like a repetitive thing like that. You sort of, you actually don't really think too much, and it's very therapeutic, and I enjoyed that process, like cutting all the feathers out and sticking them on. It was good. And listening to music as well, you can just completely zone out. It's good.
What other creatures or creations might you be producing in time for the June exhibition, Amy?
Well, I'll be doing a few more bird species, like the bowerbird. It's got a specific nest that it builds. So I'll be doing that. And then the brolgas, they're very well known around here. You always spot them out in the paddocks and stuff at the stations. And then I'll be doing some landscapes as well. I'm going to attempt to do the horizontal falls and the Coburn Range as well, up the Gibb. So, yeah, do a few landscape ones as well.
Nothing like a challenge, I say, doing the horizontal waterfalls in paper.
We'll see how that turns out. You never know. might not see it at the exhibition if it doesn't work out, but we'll see. We'll give it a crack.
And what about a gust of wind? Is that your worst ever enemy?
Yeah.
The ceiling fans that every house in the Kimberley has, someone opening a door.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have to keep out of the way of like the aircon blows and fans as well. Yeah, can't have fans around here, else it'll just go everywhere. Especially with those little feathers, that would be a nightmare if they just got all blown away. So yeah. No.
You clearly have a passion for your work and an eye for detail. Mm. What is it about this media that you love as an artist, as a graphic designer?
I don't know. I think it's the, again, going back to the challenge, because especially like building like 3D sculptures, it's not an easy medium to use. And ever since I was a kid, I was always building with like cardboard boxes and even like collecting those toilet roll tubes and kitchen roll tubes as well. Like, I always just loved making things and with my hands, and then paper just seemed to be the easiest thing that I could get a hold of whenever I was a kid. And then, yeah, I think it's the designer in me that sort of is attracted to all that. And then the artist side is just like, oh, how can I go further with this?
Paper artist Amy Mathers. You can see her at the Artopia Gallery in Kununurra as the artist in residence during the gallery's opening hours. She'll be there almost every day up until her exhibition opens on June the 4th. And those tiny pieces celebrating the Kimberley's wildlife and wild places will be framed in specially made box frames. You can find Paper Amy on social media.